Today we're building a clean Amen-style bass wobble in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices, and then we're going to clean it up, so it actually works in a drum and bass mix. This is the kind of bass sound that can sit under an Amen break, answer a drum fill, or even act like a riser into a drop without sounding like an obvious noise sweep. That's the vibe here: movement, pressure, and attitude, but still tight enough that your kick, snare, and break edits stay punchy. First, think of this bass as a groove element, not a lead. If the break is busy, the bass should support it, not fight it. That mindset will save you a lot of mix pain later. Start by creating a new MIDI track and loading Operator. Operator is perfect for this because it gives you a very clean, stable low end right away. Use only oscillator at first, and set it to a sine wave. That gives you your sub foundation. Keep the other oscillators off or mute it so you're not cluttering the sound before you even begin. Now shape the amp envelope. Keep the attack basically instant, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Set the decay somewhere around 200 to 500 milliseconds, sustain high, and release somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds. That gives you a bass that feels controlled, but doesn't cut off too abruptly. Before you start tweaking tone, write a simple MIDI phrase. Don't overcomplicate it. A strong Amen-style wobble usually works better with fewer notes and better placement. Try a two-bar idea. Bar 1. A note on beat 1, then another hit on the end of 2. Bar 2. A note on beat 1, then a short pickup before beat 4. That call and response shape matters. It gives the bass some conversational energy against the break instead of just droning along underneath it. Now add auto filter after operator. This is where the wobble movement comes from. Set the filter type to low pass 24. Start with a cutoff somewhere in the dark range, maybe around 80 to 250 Hz if you want it moody, or a bit higher if you want the wobble to speak more clearly. Keep resonance modest at first, around 10 to 25%, and add just a little drive if needed. The main thing here is not to sweep too wide too fast. A clean Amen-style wobble should feel like it's breathing, not like a giant EDM filter drop. You want controlled motion, not chaos. If you're using clip automation, automate the cutoff so it moves in a musical pattern. Faster 1/8-note motion gives you a tighter roller's feel. Slower 1/4-note motion feels heavier and more ominous. You can even combine them, with quicker motion at the end of a phrase and slower movement in the body of the line. And here's a really important teacher note. If it sounds muddy, don't immediately reach for EQ. A lot of bass mud is really envelope problem, not tone problem. Often the best fix is shorter notes or shorter release times, not more filtering. Next, we're going to split the low end from the character layer. This is one of the biggest things that makes the patch feel pro. Drop an audio effect rack on the bass track and make two chains, one for sub, one for mid. On the sub chain, keep it simple. Use the sign from operator, and if needed, add a Q8 with a low pass around 90 to 120 Hz. The sub should stay stable, centered, and basically boring in the best possible way. That's what gives the whole bassline weight. On the mid chain, add your character. Put saturator or overdrive there first for grit, then auto filter for the wobble movement, and then EQ8 to high pass that chain around 90 to 140 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. A good starting point is saturator drive around 2 to 8 dB, with soft clip on. If you want a darker tone, overdrive can work too, but don't overcook it. The goal is texture, not fizz. This separation is huge in DNB. The sub should feel grounded and emotionally steady, while the mid layer can be restless, animated, and a bit nasty. That contrast is what keeps the sound clean and powerful at the same time. Now let's shape the rhythm so it locks with the Amen break. If your break is busy, your bass should leave space. Think in phrases. Let the bass hit, then breathe, then answer. If the snare is landing hard on a particular beat, don't leave a long bass note sitting right on top of it unless you want that clash on purpose. A strong pattern in this style is to let the bass phrase hit in the first half of the bar, then duck out around the snare pocket, then return with a short wobble on the offbeat or into the next bar. That kind of arrangement makes the bass feel like it belongs to the break, instead of sitting on top of it like a separate loop. Now let's clean the tone. Add a Q8 to the mid chain after the saturation or distortion. High pass anything below the point where the sub is supposed to live, usually around 90 to 140 Hz. If the sound feels boxy, cut a little around 180 to 350 Hz. If the distortion gets sharp or fizzy, tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz range. And if it disappears on smaller speakers, you can add a gentle presence lift somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. Be careful here. In drum and bass, over-EQing can make the sound too polite. You're not trying to sterilize it. You're trying to remove the ugly parts while keeping the weight and attitude. If the bass is still fighting the kick and snare, reduce the low mid energy first, and check the sub level before doing anything else. A lot of mix problems disappear when the bass simply stops being louder than it needs to be. Now add some controlled saturation or compression if the sound needs more finish. Saturator with a small amount of drive can make the bass feel denser and more confident. Drum bus can add edge and presence if you use it lightly. Glue compressor can help smooth the movement and glue the layers together, especially if the bass feels a little too spiky. A subtle setup might be gentle saturation first, EQ after that, and then a compressor only if you need to tame the peaks. You do not want to crush the sound. DNB bass needs energy, but it also needs room for the drums to hit. Now we get to the fun part, turning the wobble into a riser-style tension tool. Automate the auto filter cutoff over 1, 2, or even 4 bars so it gradually opens up. You can also bring the resonance up slightly near the end of the phrase and increase saturation a little as the section builds. A really effective trick is to start the bass dark and narrow, then slowly open it as you approach a drop or switch up. Right at the end, let the motion get a little more urgent, then cut it hard before the downbeat. That contrast is what makes the next hit feel massive. This works beautifully into a first drop, a second drop switch, or a jungle-style breakdown where you want tension without using a cliché riser. Once you've got a version that feels good, resample it, create a new audio track, route the bass into it, and record a 2-bar or 4-bar phrase. Then treat that audio like another drum element. Trim the silence, clean up clicks with tiny fades, and chop out the best hits and tails. This is a really powerful DNB workflow, because once the bass is audio, you can re-edit it like part of the break. You can reverse a tiny tail, shorten a note, or place a fragment before a fill. Suddenly the bass becomes part of the rhythm collage instead of just a synth part. Now bring the amen break back in and check everything together. Listen in context, ideally in mono at least once. Ask yourself a few important questions. Does the kick still punch? Does the snare stay clear? Is the sub stable? Is the wobble too loud in the low mids? And does the bass leave room for the break to breathe? If the bass disappears when the drums come in, simplify it before you boost it. In this style, less information often sounds bigger than more information. Clean arrangement usually wins. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the wobble too wide in frequency, don't let the sub wobble along with the mid layer, and don't overload the distortion. Also, don't write too many notes under a busy break. If in doubt, remove notes before you add processing. For a darker or heavier variation, try a little more drive, slightly more resonance, and shorter notes around the snare hits. For a more riser-like version, open the filter over 2 bars, increase the send to reverb a little near the end, and then cut the bass off hard right before the drop. One last pro tip. Start every variation with a version that feels almost too simple. In drum and bass, the cleanest patch often wins because the drums are already doing so much of the excitement. So the core idea is this. Keep the sub stable, let the mid layer wobble, phrase the bass around the break, and use filtering and resampling to turn it into a tension tool. If you do that, the sound won't just wobble, it'll drive the whole section forward. That's the clean Amen style bass wobble in Ableton Live 12, stock devices only. Now go build one version that's dark and minimal, one that's dirtier, and one that opens up into a drop. Then compare them over the same break and choose the one that leaves the most space, while still hitting hard.